We're on the bottom of Chafei Amar Aleph. Noch Nafshe de Rabba Bar Huna, Rav HaMenuna. When Rabba Bar Huna and Rav HaMenuna died, Askin Lohasman, so they brought their bodies to Eretz Yisrael. Kimotu Agishra, they came to a narrow bridge, Komu Gamle. So first of all, you see from here that they put the caskets on camels. They didn't carry them the whole time in their hands. So therefore you're allowed to put a casket in a hearse. You don't have to carry it to the cemetery if it's miles and miles. Right? Once you get to the cemetery, carry it to cover to carry it by hand. But the whole derech doesn't have to be done by hand. Omer lahu hahutaya maihai. So the camels stopped, they wouldn't go over the bridge. Rashi kimotu agishra, kshigil la'avor bedav shel gesher kotzer. Till now they were going side by side. Neither one would go before the other. Now they had to go one after the other. So the camels that were carrying the casket stopped. So Omar Huhu Taya, so this Arab merchant said, Socher Yishmaelim Taya, my high, what's going on? Why are the camels moving? These two Rabbonim are giving cover to each other. Neither one wants to go first. Mar Omar Nail Bereisha, Mar Omar Mar Nail Bereisha. One's saying to the other, in their neshamas are saying to the other one, you go first. Omar Dinahu Darava Baravuna Leil Bereisha. So the Arab decided he's going to paskin who goes first. So he said that Rava Bar Huna should go first because, there's a girsa over here, he's a Gavra Bar Gavra. What's the girsa? Then Yaakov has, I Bedila Didi Gavra Bar Gavra. If you want to ask me well, who should go first, should be Rava Bar Huna. Because he's what's it called, his father was also great. Masha Ein King Rav HaMenuna, his father wasn't so great. So, Cholav Gamle D'Rav Bar Huna, so they followed his psak, the camels, and the casket of Rav Bar Huna went first. And Nosher Kache Vishine D'Utaya, but the, what's it called, the gums and the teeth of that Arab fell out. Say because he insulted both of them really. He insulted the one that went second, Rav HaMenuna, by not letting him go first. And he insulted the first one because he didn't say Gavra Rabba Bar Gavra Rabba. He said Gavra Bar Gavra. So Manela, what's he referred to him in a not nice way, he said his teeth fell out because he was choted with his mouth. Okay, Rashi. Rabbonin de Shichvi, Rabba Bar Avuna, Rav HaMenuna, Avde Yekora, the hollow boy, Haile Mel, Mikme Haider, giving each other cover, nobody wants to go first. Nosir Kachi, Lechoyov, his jaws, Mishum de Bozul, Rav HaMenuna, because he was Mavazar, Rav HaMenuna, that's why his jaws fell out. And others say he was Mavazar, Rabba Bar Huna also, because he didn't call him a Gavra Rabbi, so a Gavra. Others say that, who asked him to pass from the Shiloh? He was Mora Halacha Bifnei, the other Tami Da'akom were there. But they said it's not Shaykh because a Goy isn't Mitzvah and Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabba or whatever. Okay.
How did the Goy know that
Rav
Huna's father was a
little? Some of they told him, who these people are. Posach Alei Ahu Yenuka. So when they came to Eretz Yisrael, a youngster said the following hesped. Geza Yeshishim Olam Yibavel, right? A strain of elders have come from Bavel. Ve'imo Sefer Muchamos, and he brought with him Sefer Muchamos. Rashi says Sefer Muchamos, Sefer Torah, right? They're like a Sefer Torah. Lishnachrina Shenilchem Rabba V'Rav HaMenuna V'Nosur Kachi Lekaya. Sefer Muchamos refers to the fact that they were arguing with each other who should go first, and the end result was that what's it called, that this guy's teeth fell out. Lishmachrina, Geza Yeshishim, Zerava Baravuna, the Hu Ben Gedolin. Geza Yeshishim refers to Rav Baravuna. She came from a strain of elders from before him. Then Rav Hunahu wrote the Hurosh Kola, Va'adif Minoshi Deretz Yisrael. Right, and then what's it called? Gezi Yishishim Amadim Bavel, the Imo Sefer Muchamos, right? Imo Rav Hamanuna, and together with him is Rav Hamanuna. That he was a Sefer, he was the, what's it called, the Sefer Muchamos. Ka'as, the Kibbut Huchbalu, right? This is a, Rashi says, Klola. Come over, Yerushua, Ka'as, the Kibbut. Kolomer, Klola, Bava, Huchbala, Ba'olam. Right, these are Ka'as, the Kibbut, are anybody have English? What it is? Some kind of owls, I think. Who? Right, yeah, but what's Ka'as, the Kibbut? So I think it's a, they're, what's it called? One's an owl and a different kind of bird. There are birds that, what's it called, come by destruction, huh? Okay. Huliros b'shol v'shever haba mishinar, to see the destruction that came from Bavel, in other words, that these two gedolim died. Ketzof al alamo v'chomas v'nenu nefashos, the Rebbeinu got angry at the world and took away these souls. The Samach Bahem Kakala Chadosh and Rochi Varov al Sos, the Sameach the boy loved Nefesh Noki Vitzadik. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was happy when they came to him, took them away from the world, and they came to him, and Noki Vitzadik, some say Noki Vitzadik is Tzadik is Benorim Lamakom, and Noki is Benorim Lachadero. Liro Shol, the Sheva Rashi, Zeshe Kotzav HaKadosh Baruch Olama, the Rebbeinu Shlomo got angry at the world and took away these two Nishvashas. And the Rebbeinu himself was happy to greet these two neshamas into Shammai. Kinoch nafshei de Ravina, posach alei ahu savtana. When Ravina died, so the maspid said the following. Tmorim hi niu rosh, right, the palm trees waved their heads. Al tzadik katomer, and a tzadik who, what's it called, who's like a palm tree. Because he gives fruit. That's what the tzaddik hatomer yifrach. Nosim leilos kayomim, who makes days like nights like day, right? Al nesim leilos kayomim, he makes nights that be learning Torah like days. He stays up at night to learn Torah. Omer le Rav Ashi le Bar Kippuk. Rav Ashi said to Bar Kippuk, "Hahu yom amai amras. When I die, what are you going to say in my hesped? Give me a preview." Omer le Amina. In Baroz, in Nofla Shalheves, Mayasu Izubai Kir. Right? If in the cedar trees there fell a fire, what's going to happen to the weeds? In other words, if the great people are affected, what can we say is going to happen to us? Leviyosin Bechake Huolo, Mayasu Tigay Rakat. If Leviyosin was caught with a hook, what are the little fish going to do? Benachos Shotek Nofla Chake. Mayasu may gave him. If what's it called, a flowing nachal is stopped, what's going to happen to the little puddles? So in other words, I'm going to say that you're a great person. Omerle Bar Ovin, so Bar Ovin, who was another Saftan, said, Chas v'sholom dechaki v'shalheves b'tzadikia b'tzadike. I mean, what's it called, how can you compare a tzadik to what's it called, to being caught with a hook or burnt with a fire? Seems to imply like they're gone, they're finished. It's not a proper comparison. Umay Amros, so what would you say? So, Anina, Bechula Veilin Velola Veda. Right? Don't cry for the people who are mourning, not for the lost article itself. No, it's not for the person who died. Shehila Menucha, because the person who died is going to Menucha, Va'anu La'Nocha, and we're the ones who are sighing because we lost him. Cholash Daite Olayu, right, so what happened was that both of them were punished. Because Ravashi, first of all, yeah, Ravashi, Cholash Daite, why? Because they compared him to Aveda. He's lost. And the first one compared it to being like a fish caught with a hook or burnt up. Vishapach Krayu, and their legs turned around. And Hahu Yuma Lo Asu Lashbute. Right? And that day when Ravashi died, they taka couldn't be masped. They weren't masped him. They gave a bad preview. And Ravashi didn't like the Hesped when he was alive. And because of that, their legs turned around. Dom Ravashi, lo bar kipuk cholitz, velo bar ovin cholitz. They couldn't give chalitza. Somebody whose legs are turned backwards, not backwards really, what happens is they couldn't walk on their heels. They walked on their toes. A person like that can't give chalitza. So what's the connection? The Marsha says that since they compare the mace to an aveda, or to something burnt up, right, or to something caught, from what they said, they didn't believe that the neshama remains. It's lost. Now, the whole idea of yibum is that the neshama remains and the brother who died without children needs some kind of connection in this world, so the brother marries the wife. So since they didn't believe in hashoras hanefesh, therefore they couldn't do chalitz or yibum. They couldn't do yibum. Anybody, the halacha is anybody who can't do chalitza, but this may be different, because this is, halachically, they could make chalitza, just that physically they couldn't do it. So it could be they were allowed still to make yibum, but not chalitza. Rava kihavi also the digelis. When Rava came to the digelis, is the one of the rivers of Bavel, Zirashi. Nosim leilos kayomim behespit. Al shishtom leilos kayomim betorah. His hesped, he said that let's be maspid, the people who made night like day when they learned Torah. Bar kipuk bar ovin havisavdani. They were professional eulogizers. Ahu yuma denoch nafshe. Right, what will you say on the day I'm going to die? What will you say in my hesped? Cholesh vayte, the high medami leilu shal heves, the high laveda. One's comparing him to what's it called, something was burnt, and some of the other ones are something lost. Right, that day, that what's it called, that Ravashi died, they didn't say a hesped. Because they got punished because of him, they didn't feel they were fit to say a hesped for him. Because their feet were turned around. The person who walks on his toes, not on his heel, can't give chalitz, can't get chalitza. That Torah Omra v'cholta nalo me'al raglo v'lo mitachas raglo. You have to take a shoe off his foot, not from under his foot. Also, the digelus chideko. So that's the, what's it called, when Rava, when his, I guess when his casket came to the digelus, Omra le'la bar ovin, kum ema milsa. No, Rava, when Rava came to the digelus, so he said to bar ovin, say something. Again, he was a professional eulogizer. Koiva Omar, Bo'u Rov Shlishis B'mayim, Zohar V'rachim, To'inu Me'acharecha Ke'isha Mi'bala, Al Taznichenu Ke'os Me'imora. So he said the following thing. He said, Shlishis, Rov Shlishis, Yisrael Nikru Shlishis, Klal Yisrael called the third, because either because Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Kohanim Nevi'im Yisraelim, right, like the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's it called? Klal Yisrael is called, what's it over there? Yovo Tlisoi, Am Tlisoi. So here is also called Shlishis. But Rava Shoku Krov Yisrael. And Rava was equal to Rava of Klal Yisrael. So when he was masped him, right, he said that... Bo Rov Shlishis, somebody who's equal to the Rov of Klal Yisrael has come to be buried. V'omer le kum v'emer milsa, kolomer bakesh rachamim. Ka'os b'mei mora, she'isha sotin evdekes bohem. And we, Klal Yisrael, have strayed from the Rabbanu Shalom like a woman strays from her husband. And don't leave us like, what's it called, mei mora, which is the mayim of the sotin evdekes bohem. Okay. Rav Chanin Chasne de Venesiahave. Rav Chanin was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Lo kohavile boni, and he didn't have children. Boy rachmi vahavile. So they davened for him, and he had, his wife got pregnant. Ahu yoma dahavi le noch nafshe. The day that she gave birth, he died. Maybe that's why he didn't have children until there, because the Rabban Shem was gozer that when he'll have a child, he'll die. So the Rabban Shem wanted to live longer, so he didn't have children. Finally, they were mavakish rachamim. He had children. He died that day. Pasach alei ahu satana. So what did they say in his hesped? Simcha letuga nepcha. Simcha has turned to mourning. Sosun v'yogal nitbeku. My joy and sorrow have come together. Be'esim chosol nenach. In the time of his simcha, he's sighing. Be'es chaninoso obed chanino. The day that the Rabban Shem was choning him with a child, he lost him. He was lost. Asuke lechanan al shmei. They called him Chanan in the name of the, what's it called, of the Nifter. So some say over here that it wasn't Chanan, his name was Chanin. Right? It does say Chanin. I was thinking, no, since he died so, what's it called, tragically, you don't call him on the exact name. So they changed the name to Chanan, which is close to Chanin. Kinoch nafshe de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Pasach alei Rabbi Tzadok ben Elazar. Kosha hayom Yisrael ki yom bo Hashemesh betzaharai. This day is as difficult as the day that the Tanakh says that bo Hashemesh betzaharai, which refers to the day that Yoshiyahu was killed. And the reason it was called bo Hashemesh betzaharai, the sun set in the middle of the day, because Yoshiyahu was 39 years old when he died, he lived half of his lifetime. So the sun set early for him. Which refers again to the killing of Yoshiyahu. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Yosef Rav Ami Shiva Ushloshim. Rav Ami sat Shiva and was no ik shloshim for his Rebbe. Om Rav Abba Vareid Rav Chia Baraba Rav Ami the Ovid the Garmehu David. Rav Ami did something on his own. Not kahalacha. Nobody sits shiva, even for a rebbe, only for a relative. Tohachi om Rabbi Bar Abba om Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Bar Abba said the name Rabbi Yochanan, right? Afilu Rabbo shalimdo chachma, even your rebbe who taught you most of your chachma, which means a rebbe mufak, ain't no yoshiva lelo yom echad. You sit for a few minutes, tear your clothes, you sit for a few minutes, but you don't. What's it called? Sit. Shiva for even for a Rebbe Mufak. I remember when Rav Aaron Kotler was nifter, so I was in high school, and it's your site, it's now, it's soon. It's, I think Gimel Beis or Gimel Beis, what's it called, Kisley. So I remember that the Rebbeim, when they heard the news, they tore Kriya. I think we all tore Kriya, and we had to sit on the floor for a few minutes because he was considered there the God Lador. So God Lador is the din of everybody's Rebbe Mufak. So he sat Shiva for a few seconds on the floor and they tore Kriya for him. Kinoch Navshe Reb Zeiro, see Rashi till here. Rov Shlishis, Yisrael Nikru Shlishis, Klai Yisrael called Shlishis. Again, because either Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, or Torah, Levim, Ksuvim. Rava Shokul Krovi, and Rava was equal to Rov of Klal Yisrael. But Amar Lei Kumbe, Amar Milsa Klomer Bakesh Rachamim. Ka'os Ben Mora, She'isha Sotin of Degas Bohem. Ba'es Chaninoso, Devlad, the time when the Rabban Shem gave him this Chanino, this of the child, Ovid Chanino, Oviva Mishchanino. The father was lost. Ba'evesi Hashemesh B'tzaraim, Ashki Hashemesh B'tzaraim. I'm going to make the sun set early. Yomo Shol Yoshio, She'nerig Yoshio, Kori Yomo Shemesh. His day was called Shemesh, and his day ended early. He died 39. Legarme ledate. He said, Rav Ami did this on his own. There's no halacha like that. Reb Zeira ha'im bibavol, uban nolad, I'll even get it. Kinoch nafshe de Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira died, posach alei ahu saftana, eret shinar hara v'yolda, Bavel gave, what's it called, got pregnant and gave birth, because he was born in Bavel, Reb Zeira. Eretz Svi Gidla Shashuel, but he grew up, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, the God will be Eretz Yisrael, Rashi. Behind the Ka'amar, Eretz Shinar Hara the Yolda, Eretz Svi Gidla Shashuel. V'achi Kori L'Rab Zeira, the Rebbe Zeira V'Rav Zeira. We find Rab Zeira called Rebbe sometimes in Rav. In Eretz Yisrael, they called the Amoraim Rebbe. And in Babel, they called all the Amoraim Rav. So that's why the Iker Tana, who wrote the Mishnayos, was Rebbe. And the Iker Amora was Rav. And all the Amoraim were called Rav so-and-so, and all the Tanoim were called Rebbe so-and-so. That was in Babel. But in what's it called, in Eretz Yisrael, they called Amoraim also Rebbe. So Reb Zera was in both places. So when he was in Eretz Yisrael, they called him Rebbe Zera. And when he was in Babel, they called him Rav Zera. Oino lo omra rekes. Rekes said, rekes is Tiberia. We had it in Megillah. Ki ov de kli chemdosa. Lost its precious kelim, which means Reb Zera. Ki noch nafshid Rav Avo, achisu amude de kesrei maya. When Rav Avo died, the pillars in Caesarea cried. It means there was like some kind of moisture that came out. It looked like they were crying. The Reb Yossi, when Reb Yossi died, Shofu Marzive de Tzipori Dama. The gutters in Tzipori gushed blood. It wasn't blood, it was like rusty water, but it looked like blood. And people were in this odor that you see even the, what's it called, the gutters are bleeding over Reb Yossi. The Reb Yaakov, when Reb Yaakov died, is chamiu koch lebi v'yamama. You could see the stars in the daytime. Maybe there was some kind of eclipse or something. The Reb Asi akru kol ilona. When Reb Asi died, there was a storm that uprooted the trees. The Reb Chia nachisu kefi denura mirakia. When Reb Chia died, there were what's it called bolts of fire that came out of the heavens. The Reb Menachem Reb Yossi ishtol tzalmenaya. V'havu l'mechlatzayim. When Reb Menachem Reb Yossi died, so the all of the forms, the what's it called, the tzlamim, all the what's it called, the statues, what's it called, were broken, crushed. All the statues were crushed, and all the forms on coins were also ruined. The Reb Tanchum Bar Chiya's Katsasu Kolindartia. When Reb Tanchum Bar Chiya died, all of the statues were cut down. These are statues of kings or whatever. The Reb Liyoshev, right, there was somebody called Reb Liyoshev, Ichasru Shivin Machtarta Benardo. Right, the day that Reb Liyoshev died, they, what's it called, 70 tunnels were dug in the Hardo, not by the Hamas, but by people who were breaking into people's houses. As long as he was alive, he protected the city, people didn't steal. And the day he died, there were already 70 gnevis. The Rav Hamanuna, Nachisu Kefi, the Bardo Mirakia. When Rav Hamanuna died, there were hail came out of the heavens. The Rav of Yosef, Noshu Kefi, the Pras Adodi. Rav of Yosef died, the banks of the Pras touched each other as the water overflowed. Dabayev Arava, Noshu Kifid Dagelis Adoni. Same thing, the river Dagelis overflowed. Kinoch Nashid Rav Misharsha, Tom Dikli Shitzi. When Rav Misharsha died, the palm trees gave off thorns, not the regular fruit. Rashi. Oino lo omra rekes, yicholo lo marken rekes hi tiveri. Rekes is tiveria. Achisu horidu the most, as if the pillars were crying. Ischamiu kochvi niru akochod, and the stars were seen in the daytime. Shinishtana holo merov tzar. The world was crying, there was mitzayir for these people. Kifei denura avonim shel or. Right, from the skies came meteors. Right, rocks on fire. Ishtol tzalmanai nimochu partsuk shelohem. The statues, their form got dissolved. Bahavil mechutzai, kolomer nischalka v'nismacha, they were crushed. Called tzuras partsuk shel tzlamin, b'tzuras amitbeis. Any tzura, because the what's it called? A person is tzelam elokim. So when he dies, it's like the miut of the tzelam. So all these other tzlamim were nismayit. B'nei tzuras achosu shenishtanis. Reb Menachem benon shel kedoshim. Reb Menachem was called Benon Shel Kedoshim, Shel Nistakel At Betzura Shel Zuzah. He never looked even at a form on a coin. Mizrachic from Avodah Zarah to the point where he never looked at a statue and not even the form on a coin. They became crushed as if they were playing down. That's how you, smooth out the teeth on the wall, right, with these kalim, so as if the form on the coin was shaved down. These are statues that they make for covered for dead kings. Shivi machtorim de ganovim. There weren't any ganovim during his lifetime. When he died, there were already 70 tunnels dug of people breaking into people's houses. Kifi de barda avonim. That, what's it called, hail came from the heavens. Noshu kifi ki poshul gishorin shtabu v'noshku zerzu. There was a flood, and the bridges fell down, and the waters, came together over the sides of the bridges. Shitsi kochin. Instead of dates, there was, thorns on the tree.